Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 23rd, 2015. Today is Monday in the first week of Lent. The gospel reading from the daily office today is taken from the second chapter of the Gospel of John. It's a fabulous story. It is the story of Jesus turning the water into wine. The setting of the story is this. Jesus, his disciples, and his mother have gone to a wedding feast in a village called Cana. And the unthinkable has happened. The host has run out of wine. Now, these wedding parties would go on for days, and so there had been plenty of wine consumed already, but they were out, and the party was not yet done. And so Jesus' mother, according to the story, comes and says something to Jesus, and Jesus replies, "My hour has not yet come," meaning it's not quite time for me yet. What does this problem have to do with me? And then Mary, in an act of faith, turns to the servants and says, "Whatever he tells you, do it." I've always been struck by Mary's persistence. So Jesus tells the servants to fill up these large water pots, probably 150 gallons or thereabouts of water. Fill up the water pots with water and then take the contents to the head of the feast, not the bridegroom, but the head of the feast, the person who's organizing all the partying. And somewhere between the time the servants drew the water out of the water pots and it got to the head table, somewhere in that space, something happened. The head of the feast was so taken by the taste of the wine that he said, "This is not usually how it happens. How it usually happens is you serve the good wine first. And that way, when everyone, when they've become sufficiently filled with the spirit of the season, they don't notice that wine of poorer quality is coming forth. But you've kept the best wine till last." John closes the telling of this story by saying, this is the first of the signs of Jesus. John's gospel never refers to miracle stories as miracles, but as signs. These actions of Jesus that point to something beyond the action themselves. A sign points to a greater thing than the thing itself. I've been thinking a lot about this sign of turning water into wine, and I've certainly heard plenty of sermons on it through the years. Plenty of people have taken it to mean that Jesus loved a good party. Others have spent a great deal of time trying to figure out whether the wine was really alcoholic or not. There's all kinds of stuff about it. But what I've been thinking about today is that this story to me demonstrates something of God's abundance. There are two things. One, it was an overabundance of wine, a great quantity of wine. And then it was wine of superior quality. I don't know about you, but often the way we seem to hear things in our culture today is that you can have a lot of something or you can have something of quality. But we often act as if quality and quantity are mutually exclusive. And what this story to me today demonstrates is that when God provides copiously and with excellence. I wonder what that has to say to the church. I think if we're guilty of anything in the church these days, we're guilty of thinking that if we can just do enough to get by, if we can just manage, God forbid that we do anything over the top because our resources are limited. And God forbid that we go first class because what would people think? They would think we weren't humble enough and that we weren't frugal enough. Whatever else this story may say about God and Jesus, I think it gives those of us in church an opportunity to reflect on what does it mean to be people of abundance, to be people who participate in God's great gifts. How might this story help us let go of our too small notions of what it means to be church? If we can just get by to another year, what if this story could encourage us to go all out for God, with the recognition that if we ran out of resources, and I know that this is going to stretch us, what if we could trust God enough to trust that if we ran out of resources, God would provide? That would be something, wouldn't it? Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully increase in us your gifts of holy discipline, in almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, that our lives may be directed to the fulfilling of your most gracious will, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.